Let's bring in Detroit Lion wide receiver Golden Tate, part of the Golden Tate Show. Golden, what's going on, man?
Nothing, man. Just woke up not too long ago, a little sore today. I like the ring of that, the Golden Tate Show. I like that.
Oh, well, you know what? When you, to paraphrase Jameis Winston, when if you're going to do it then, do it big then. You went out last night and part of that receiving core, and you guys lit up the secondary of the Giants. And I got to ask you, on a side note, when you're out on the field, were you thinking to yourself on that first touchdown, how in the world did Calvin Johnson get so open?
Yeah, that was the first thing I was thinking. I was like, have they not seen this guy since he was in high school? This guy's been making incredible catches over three guys, and you just leave him open like that? I think Matthew did a great job at extending the play, and I'm sure they thought Matthew's going to get sacked. But, you know, he got out of there, and next thing you know, Megatron's just in the middle of the field just hanging out, and Matthew connected with him. And as you know, 7 points, first try. That's a great way to start the 2014 season.
Golden, did you know what you were getting into when you came here? I mean, you're a guy, you went to Notre Dame, you were born elsewhere. You probably had just a basic idea of the Lions, but I'm sure last night you felt the passion of this fan base and how desperately it wants a winner. Did you know what you were getting into when you made the decision to come here?
As far as the city-wise and fan base-wise, I wasn't sure. I didn't know. I know when I came on my trip, I was really, really, really impressed with the coaching staff and the angle they were taking to win and Joe Lombardi and how he saw me fit into the offense. So that was exciting, you know. But, no, I didn't know what I was going to expect. But I will say this, our fan base showed up big time for us last night. Those guys were loud and passionate, and that's a great way to start a season. And, you know, we want to give them something to cheer about each and every week, and that's what I plan on doing, you know. So, you know, here we go. We're 1-0, and we're going to try to go 1-0 every single week and just get better every week. And hopefully they're going to get better also. And next thing you know, we're deep in the playoffs, hopefully.
Golden, was it something about the Giants secondary that you guys knew you could exploit them passing?
Well, when you have CJ on your team, you can exploit any any DBs, any defense. I don't know if they thought CJ was on the decline, you know, with this being, what year is this, seven or eight or nine? I don't even know what year it is for him, but I don't know what they were thinking, leaving him open or even giving him single coverage. We're a way better team this year. And I don't think there's going to be, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how defenses try to stop us. You know, when you double coverage him, that's going to leave myself, Joe Fourier, Reggie, Ebron open, Pettigrew open. There's so many weapons we have out there. So it's going to be interesting to see the game plans each week, you know, and I see my role increasing as they start doing that. And, you know, it's going to be a really fun year. And I think we, you know, our defense showed up huge. Our special team showed up huge. If we can do that consistently and not kill ourselves by, you know, penalties and turnovers, this is, like I keep saying, it's going to be a really fun year. And I think we're going to give the state of Michigan and all the Detroit fans something to cheer about consistently.
Golden Tate joining us on the Golden Tate Show. We suspend the Ryan Errico Show for 15 minutes every week. It's the Golden Tate Show. Golden, you see other receivers and running backs sometimes, and they get a lot of drops, passes. But for you, it doesn't happen a lot. What do you do that's different from everybody else? Because when the ball comes your way, you catch it. And I know it sounds simplistic, but it doesn't happen often with other folks.
Well, not trying to be arrogant or anything, but I feel like I have impeccable hand-eye coordination, and I owe that to baseball and just growing up, you know, playing baseball and catching fly balls and playing ping pong and doing just little hand-eye coordination things that I think guys may or may not do. But, you know, that's one thing I take a lot of pride in. That's one thing I think that separates me from other receivers. I'm not the typical, you know, 6'1", 6'2 guy who's going to run past a defense, but I tell you what, I'm going to find the hole, I'm going to make a catch, and I'm going to try to get my yards after the catch, and that's one thing I do take a lot of pride in also. So, you know, I think this offense knows what I bring to the table, and I think I'm going to be a great compliment to CJ. Last night, I think, you know, I was getting the first downs, keeping the drives open, he was getting the touchdowns, and if we can do that, and you know, third down conversions and touchdowns. We're gonna light up that scoreboard this year. I have no doubt about it.
Golden, you know, I want to get your take. I mean, people are getting better acquainted with you. Obviously, we've seen you for years in Seattle, your days at Notre Dame and everything. You're getting better acquainted with a new coach as well. And I think Coach Caldwell, there are still a lot of people out there that are saying, okay, what is Coach Caldwell? Who is Coach Caldwell? How would you answer that question, Golden?
I'm still trying to figure it out myself. you know, what I've seen so far, man, he's a very... You know, he's strong-minded. He's different. You know, he's not going to yell at you. He's not going to MF you all day. He's going to talk to you like you're men. You know, if there's a problem, his door is always open, and he will listen no matter if he agrees or disagrees. And, you know, guys want to play for him. He's going to take care of your practice. You know, now when we practice or on the field, we go hard. We get it in. We get better. And then, you know, he'll take care of us. You know, he gives us time off and, you know, let that legs refresh. I will say this, every single game we will have fresh legs. And that's, guys want to play for that. And I think that's something that Detroit hasn't had in a while, is a guy that they want to play for. And I think, you know, that's the first thing, you know, to get a guy that the team, the guys in the locker room want to play for. You know, and if we have that now. So, you know, I think we're going to start winning more games. As you can see, he knows his football. He's a guru. So, and we're all bought in, and here we go.
Golden, earlier in our show, you know, we were talking about the game and people were saying, you know, they were a little upset at the lack of productivity of Eric Ebron, the first round pick. What do you say, you know, to those people and the expectations that they have for a 10th pick of the draft to come in and have, I guess, instant success?
I would say patience is a virtue. You know, he is a great talent. But you also got to remember, this is a grown man's game. We got guys who've been playing this game and know every trick of the trade, you know, for 10 years. Come on, cut the kid a break. He's working hard. He's making some plays in practice, and now he just has to get caught up. But that's his first NFL game that he's played a full game, and the speed's a lot different from preseason. I guarantee you he's going to get acclimated, and he's going to ball out for us this year. He's a great talent, and we're excited to help him grow, and he's going to be a huge part of this offense. So I would just say, be patient. We got a convincing win, and that's all that matters. You know, we don't need to be nitpicking a rookie. He's still a rookie. He's going to have his growing pains. It's just like your first day of the job. You probably didn't know what the heck was going on. You probably making all kinds of typos or, you know, didn't know where to go. So, you know, it's natural for anyone who's new in a system or new at any job.
Amen.
Hey, Golden Tate, you know what? I got two things before we let you go. One, I'm glad that I got a chance to talk to you because I think I can let go of the fact that years ago when you were at Notre Dame, you nosedive into the MSU band when you scored a touchdown. And, yeah, I've never forgiven you to this day.
Did you hear that giggle? He was so proud of himself. Way to go, Golden.
What? You know what? What went on that play? Did you just say, you know what? I'm just going to nosedive right into the band?
No, I really had a genuine heart. I was going full speed, catching a touchdown pass on Michigan State's defense, of course. And, you know, I caught the ball, and I didn't have time to slow all the way down where I couldn't run over, you know, somebody. So I figured, hey, why do I land on a group of people then run over this little old trumpet player girl and put her in a cast? So in my mind, it was a very, very intelligent thing to do, but it just kind of looked like I was like,
oh. Humanitarian even, yes.
Yeah, so I had great intentions, I'll tell you that.
How far was your chest sticking out after Saturday night with Notre Dame blanking the University of Michigan?
Oh, you know, it was great. You know, I'm in the state of Michigan, 45 minutes from Ann Arbor, and you know, we all know about that rivalry. It's a great way to end it. I'm sure they're probably glad we ended that rivalry now. But, you know, our boys went out there and handled business, considering we don't have some of our key guys. But, hey, Coach Kelly did a great job of preparing those guys, and we came out there and balled out. For me, it was a heck of a weekend. You know, I just started off with Notre Dame getting a big win, and then, you know, last night the Tigers got a win. And then to finish it off, the Lions got to win. I mean, we swept it in my mind.
You know what? You're probably the only person around here who sees it that way. Golden, I appreciate you joining the show. Can't wait to have you back on next week. Thanks again, man. Appreciate it.
Sure thing. Talk to you guys next week.
All right. That's Golden Tate, part of the Golden Tate Show. You'll hear him every Tuesday at 11:30 here on the Ryan and Rico Show.